The Peace and Liberty Podcast, Episode 6. Hey everyone, Stephen Clyde here from the Peace and Liberty Podcast, bringing you an awesome week because we often hear that libertarianism is a white male movement, and while statistically that may be true now, the tides are shifting, and I have five wonderful guests for you all this week that will blow that stereotype out of the water. I've been friends with Mackenzie on Facebook for a long time, and she's in the cosplay, which, if you don't know, it's a fashion trend of dressing up as characters from movies, video games, you name it. And I actually played a game called League of Legends for many years, so I understand the cosplay scene and that I understand the video game conventions and that whole lifestyle. So it kind of brings back old memories for me. But if you ever are on YouTube and you're viewing libertarian content, you may come across Mac and Liberty. So she has a YouTube channel, and we'll see if she'll get more active on it. But she has some YouTube videos up, which I'll link to later. And she's, of course, my guest for today. So thank you for coming on, Mackenzie.
Thank you so much for inviting me on. I'm excited to talk about women and libertarianism with you and some other fun stuff too. So
absolutely. So I mean, yeah, I mentioned the theme for this week is women and libertarianism, and I guess we can start about talking about how your views evolved politically. Did you come from the left or the right? How did you convert to this direction?
Yeah, sure. I have a weird story from most people that I come into contact with. A lot of people come from the left or the right, but I actually grew up in a household where you didn't talk religion, politics, or family feuds. So I actually was not even registered to vote till this past election. That's how politically apathetic that I was.
Am I allowed to ask how old you are?
Yeah, I'm 24. Okay. I was at my freshman year of college during the 2012 election when the whole Ron Paul craze was really starting to kick into high gear.
Good times.
So a lot of my friends came to libertarianism through Ron Paul, of course, and I was so far gone that I didn't even know who Dr. Ron Paul was. So
wow.
I got involved my junior year of college with Young Americans for Liberty, which of course came out of the Students for Ron Paul movement from 2012. And they introduced me to just the basic concepts of liberty, and they're a nonprofit, of course, so it wasn't really politics, but it was just principles and learning all about how libertarianism could be great for everybody, for the left and the right to come together. So that's kind of how I got started.
Well, yeah, that's interesting you mentioned that, because I go to the University of Colorado Denver, and me and this one other girl, and we only have like two other people, we're starting a Young Americans for Liberty, I don't know what to call it, like the chapter on our campus. Yeah, exactly. So it's just me and this one other girl. In fact, out of the five people I'm having on this week, I hope to get her on. She's the one I'm starting it with. And it's funny, I was looking for a y'all chapter and I looked online, there was nothing there. And I found like this one girl, and I messaged her on Facebook kind of creepily. Like I just like reached out to her like, hey, like I'm trying to like start this thing. Like, and she was like, oh yeah, yeah, I'm starting it. So we're trying to start it. So, yeah, that's really, I didn't know that about you. That's really interesting. So,
yeah, that's awesome.
So, obviously I mentioned the theme for this episode particularly is like libertarianism and cosplay. So how did you get into cosplay? I mean, I love your Wendy's impression. That's my absolute favorite.
<Thank you. laughs>
But how did you get into that? And we'll talk about how that ties into libertarianism.
Yeah, sure thing. I kind of stumbled across that the same way I accidentally stumbled across libertarianism. We have a local convention here. I live close to St. Louis, called the Anime St. Louis, and I have a lot of friends who are into the nerdier scene. So they invited me one year, and I saw all these people dressed up, and at first I thought it was really weird, and then the next year I went, and I just wore like a generic costume, and I was like, all right, this is pretty fun. And the year after that, so I've been doing it for about 2.5 years now, people kept asking me, do you have a Facebook page? We really like your cosplays. And I thought that was crazy. I'd never thought about making a social media just for that. So I ended up making a page almost 2 years ago now. It'll be 2 years in May. And it's grown way bigger than I thought it was going to, but it's super fun. And I have made a lot of friends from it, though we might not agree politically. it's really fun.
I've seen you post before that, like, man, I wish cosplay would incorporate more liberty-themed elements, because what have you seen that's been kind of odd, considering it isn't cosplay like free expression by default?
Right.
It'd feel weird that, like, you wouldn't. Yeah, what's your opinion on that?
Yeah, I always have thought it's strange that a lot of the more artistic type of people tend to lean left.
Absolutely. That's very true.
Which is so strange because they're the people you would think would care about the freedom of expression and just with anything the most. But with cosplay, it's definitely very left-leaning. One just example of an experience that I had, I have a friend in Ohio and there's cons there quite a bit. So we were at a bigger con. It was about an 11 to 12,000 person con, which is way bigger than my local scene. And there was always an open ceremony where they go over the rules and everything like that, which is fine. You know, basic conduct is totally fine with me and treating people with respect. But then towards the end of it, they mentioned that if anyone said anything that made you uncomfortable or is offensive, let security know and they'll take care of it. And I thought to myself, oh no, where am I?
You know exactly what that means. I mean, it's kind of obvious.
Yes. And I turned to my friends that were with me, lean libertarian as well. And I just kind of gave them the look and they gave me the look. And we thought, oh, well, we better be careful here because we might actually get in a little trouble if we're not careful politically. So,
oh, I mean, on my college campus specifically, I got to be like really careful, like being a part of, you know, Young Americans for Liberty, I'm putting myself at risk that, you know, what if I'm, you know, it's kind of like, have you heard of the Lindsay Shepherd story where she's put in front of this, she's brought to the secretive room and luckily she recorded it and let the world know, but you know, they're, she showed like a 5-minute clip of a Jordan Peterson clip, and they just chastised her and, you know, threatened to like kick her out. And I'm glad she recorded that. That was very smart of her. So like, I always have my cell phone on hand. Like if I feel like I'm going to enter into a situation like that, you can damn well bet I'm going to hit the record button.
Oh yeah. Luckily we live in a technological age. So we have that advantage of, whereas people back in the day didn't have that kind of thing.
Exactly. Like they can try to shut you down, but like if me and you have like a decent fan base, like just put it out there and they can't really touch you because, you know, you have people backing you. And I think that's what's beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what issues are you most passionate about related to liberty? And maybe to help you answer, I think for me as an economics major, I seek to show people the benefits of being free just from like a financial point of view, just alone. But what issues drive you to stay passionate in the sphere? Because I've seen you go on year after year, you're always keeping it libertarian themed, and that's awesome.
Yeah, I am definitely, what got me started was free speech on college campuses. Sadly, I went to Lindenwood University for most of my college career and they are a private campus, so we didn't have as much freedom. But I was a state chair for Young Americans for Liberty. So we would travel around and try to reform speech codes on college campuses. So that was awesome. Really what got me started in being passionate. And then I started reading about, I honestly leaned left still, even though I hadn't been anywhere politically when I first joined the Liberty movement. But when I started reading economics, I started thinking, oh, you know, I'd never touched an economics book before and no one had ever told me anything about it. So I picked up Economics in One Lesson and then moved on to some Thomas Sowell books. And from there, I just got really passionate about economic freedom because it's something that a lot of people don't talk about. And a lot of people want to focus on the social issues, but economics impact us all pretty much the most close to home. So
absolutely. I mean, why I love economics is because it explains a lot of things that your natural intuitions can't. I mean, you can be a smart person, obviously, and be a dictator, but it doesn't mean you understand economics. Not at all.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So I have like 100 copies of Henry Hazlitt's Economics in One Lesson.
Oh, yeah.
And there are these things on my college campus. It's like that, you know, leave a book, take a book. And every once in a while, I'll pop in like Anatomy of the State and Economics in One Lesson.
Nice.
I have like 100 copies of like iPencil, The Law by Bastiat. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's what I've been trying to do on my college campus. And yeah, I think for me, I don't want to cause too much trouble, but I mean, I am going to eventually encounter people that are going to call me a Nazi and stuff because obviously for Young Americans for Liberty, we do things called tabling where we're like out there and like passing out stuff and like talking to people. We might have a picture of like Che Guevara, you know, like all like a funny looking picture, like douche. Right. exactly. And you know, so yeah, I definitely understand it from that point of view. Well, I've been asking this question, or I'm going to ask this question to every guest this week. And libertarianism is thought of as a white male movement, and I seem to reject that. And that I would claim peace and liberty is for everyone that understands the non-aggression principle and property rights and respects that. So, how would you respond to the claim that libertarianism, even just regardless of race for the moment, is male dominated, and therefore being a woman and a libertarian is an oxymoron. And you can be harsh. I'm not for you to be harsh.
Oh, I get this a lot. So it's something that I've thought about a lot. I used to be the kind of person that was kind of in denial about it, and because I've met a lot of great women in Young Americans for Liberty and other organizations that are totally liberty leaning. So up until really this past year, I was thinking, oh, these people are crazy. There's plenty of women in the liberty movement. I don't know what all these people are talking about these white males, but
that's what I'm saying. We have Eric July, and we have so many, you know, whether it's race or gender, like we have a lot of people from everywhere. I have a friend right now from South Africa that I hope to have on, because there's a crazy situation going on down there. But I have friends all over the world right now. And yeah, I've never thought, man, like peace and liberty. Yeah, it's just for white males. I would think everybody would enjoy peace and liberty. I don't know. That's just me.
Yeah. A lot of me thinks that it's really the identity politics kicking into high gear. A lot of the people that I see say that, I see conservatives say it too, that are really Republican more than they are true conservatives, if you know what I mean.
But I do.
I mostly get that from the left. Mostly people who might be third wave feminists. I'm not sure about that, but I see them say, how can you be libertarian? It's such a male thing. It doesn't make any sense. And it makes me so angry, because I'm like, stop proving their point. Because every time I see a woman say and make the argument that it's just for males, I just want to shoot back at them and say, you're proving their point. Stop being emotional. You know, think about it. Look, read this book. You know, all this kind of stuff. So
this whole week is meant to blow that stereotype out of the water. Whole week's meant for that. So yeah, there you go.
There's definitely some statistics wise, yes, libertarians tend to be white males, whatever, but I tend to look at things by the individual basis. So if you look at things by the individual basis, there's a lot of awesome women, and hopefully people are going to see them this week on your show to prove that wrong. So.
Oh, absolutely. I have a lot of great guests, and it's interesting. I just interviewed this guy yesterday, and that'll air next week. His name's Nicholas Wildstar, and he's a black libertarian running for governor. And I asked him, you know, what kind of response do you get being a black libertarian? Like, you must get a lot of feedback. And he's just like, well, you know, the Democratic Party hasn't helped us. You know, they have like all these welfare programs, and he talks about how he grew up on welfare. So yeah, when you talk to like actual flesh and blood people, it's a much, you get a much better perspective than like, oh, like libertarians or this or that, or this or that, any of that. So, well, it's been so great having you on, Mackenzie. I guess I'll wrap up a little bit with asking, I've asked you this privately before, and I guess the main reason I ask is, I hope to sort of inspire people to get out and do more. And I think you're a really intelligent person. My question is, will we be seeing more YouTube content from you? Because I was watching some of your videos earlier where it's just you talking, and you had a little vlog series going on. You have some very interesting takes on things. Is the world going to see more Mac and Liberty?
I've been bridging off because of the cosplay thing. And I think getting so wrapped up in that, I've quite honestly been a little scared to do Liberty stuff, because the bigger my cosplay gets, the more I worry about it. But the more I started thinking and seeing all my friends that are still involved in libertarianism stuff, the more it makes me want to get out there. And I actually had a friend contact me last night and say, hey, we're coming up to St. Louis to do some campus invasions for Young Americans for Liberty. Do you want to head out? And that's really what I love, is getting out there and just talking to people. And
absolutely,
the bigger my social media presence gets, the more I realize that might truly be the best way for me to talk to people, is to just reach as many people as possible with the internet. So
I'll be honest. You have more YouTube subscribers than me right now. I have like 78 because I just started, but you're ahead of me. So, you know, keep it going. I'd really love to see some new videos from you, because I love what you have to say. I see all your posts on Facebook, and that's why I asked you to come on. So,
yeah, awesome. I appreciate that.
Well, thanks so much, Mackenzie. We'll be looking forward to talking to you next time. All right, everybody. Well, this is the start of a great week, and the journey to spread peace and liberty will continue on. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a good rest of your night. Hey, everyone. Please like, follow, donate, subscribe, and share. Any donations will be used to reach more people.